greet you all this morning in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we pray your kingdom would come on this earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses, Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Give us wisdom, Father, as we open your word. Help us be faithful to you, Lord. Help us bring glory and honor to you in all that we say or do. Again, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to Matthew 14. Verse 22. Immediately he made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is the ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, You are certainly God's son. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent word into all the surrounding district and brought to him all who were sick. And they implored him that he might just touch the fringe of his cloak, that as many as touched it were cured. What I want to talk about is faith this morning, partially. Jesus, many people believe that he was God, and they can see him walking on the water, and everyone would say, "Oh yes, Jesus did that." And they would even say, "Peter did that." That just the simple fact that they believe that those things happened, they would say, "I have faith in God. I believe they happen. I believe Jesus walked on water. And I believe Peter walked on water. I have faith." We believe sometimes that I can believe correct doctrine. I can believe the right things. And so that means I have faith. Some people just say, oh, I believe there's a God, so that means I have faith. But I want to talk a little about faith this morning. All the disciples were afraid when they saw this man walking in the water. They thought, it's a ghost. What is this out there? And he said, don't worry, it's just me. And one man said, if it's you, tell me to come with you. And he got out of the boat and he said, come. And he got out of the boat. And not only did he believe that this was Jesus walking on the water, this man walked on the water himself. What is faith? What is faith? Is it just believing that all these words are true? I'll just study the Bible and just try to figure out what it is all about. Are these words really true? And then whenever I can give a mental ascension, say, yes, yes, I believe these words are true. I have faith. Is that faith? That's a starting point. We do have to believe those things. But is that what faith is? Peter was in a boat. A nice, safe, comfortable boat. Peter had all of his theology figured out. And he had it all laid out, just nice, safe, and sound. The waves really didn't bother him. He was a fisherman. He knew that the wind blew on the ocean or on the sea. He knew that the boat rocked on the sea. He was sitting in his boat, nice and comfortable. His boat of his doctrines, his boat of his religion, his boat of his family, his boat of everything that he saw that was right and true. And was just sitting there, nice and comfortable. And then they heard something that disturbed them. They looked out and they saw a man walking on the water. And Peter stepped up out of the boat and said, if that's you, bid me come to you. And he said, come. And Peter stepped out of that boat and started walking on the water. He had to get out of his nice, comfortable little place where everything was just nice and comfy and step out of that boat onto the water. It is so easy just to coast along in the boat. Jesus said, when I return on the earth, will I find faith on the earth? In one of the books in the Old Testament, it says that there will be a lack of hearing the Word of God. It doesn't say there will be a lack of the Word of God. A lot of people are scared to death that they're going to come in and burn all our Bibles and take all our Bibles away. There isn't going to be a lack of Bibles when Jesus returns. There isn't going to be a lack of theology when Jesus returns. There isn't going to be a lack of churches where people are gathered together, all nice and comfortable in their boats when Jesus returns. But he said, will I find faith when I return? Or will I find a bunch of people resting in the boat, just all nice and comfortable? Just coasting along in their little boat. Faith requires us to get out of our comfort zone. Faith requires us to step out on the water and walk. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is not comfortable. It is not easy. It's a lot easier to rest in the boat, just float along. But it's tough to get out of the water, to get out on the water and start walking. Peter began walking on the water. Pretty soon he began to look at the waves and the wind and the sea being tossed about. And he began to sink. Here's a man who stepped out of the boat and was walking on the water. And he had to cry out to the Lord. And the Lord reached out and grabbed him. And then he said, "O you of little faith." Here's a man walking on water, and Jesus said, "O you of little faith." This Christian life is not something we just start out on, riding in a boat of religion. A boat of doctrine. This Christian life is stepping out in the water. And not only stepping out in the water, but after you're out in the water a little while, the storm starts raging all about you. The winds begin to blow. You begin to have trouble from every side. And you begin to sink. And you cry out to the Lord. And then He says, "O ye of little faith." Christ has not called us to an easy road, a nice, easy, comfortable, spotless little religion. He's called us to follow Him. To step out by faith and walk this path that He's set before us. And each one of us have to do that ourselves. This week, talked with a man. Talked with him several times, had several talks, and he just cannot get over this idea of his faith is in the justified work of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. He said, "Oh yeah, you should obey. You should do what's right. But I just can't get past that it's only in Jesus' finished work that is what saves me. That my faith is in what Jesus did on the cross that saves me. I'm trusting that what He did is what saves me." And he went on to explain all of his theology. Of how that's the only way it could be. And I let him talk for about 30 minutes. He explained that it was people who really had this faith that were going to be saved. And he talked and I listened to him. After he finished, I said, "You know, you're associating yourself with a group of fundamental people who think that somehow their faith is different whenever everybody else's faith is in the very same thing, but somehow yours is different. Everybody believes that Jesus died for them. And that because He died for them, they're going to be saved. But you somehow seem to think that because you want to do a few good things or a few better things than those other people, that your faith is somehow superior to everybody else's. And I said, the people you're quoting, the heroes that you have in this faith, are the very people that their confidence that they are serious, they're more serious about this than most. But you started out telling me about the asking the questions if someone is obeying, you know, if you're trying to prove everybody guilty so that you had to be saved. This Ray Comfort stuff, where you ask someone if they've ever murdered anyone, and oh, no one would ever say they murdered. And then, but if you murder someone in your heart, or you have anger in your heart, you're guilty of murder, like Jesus taught. And I said, you jump from someone actually being a murderer to, or the law, to some super spiritual thing where you have all your right thoughts and everything is just right. But you miss what Jesus said. Because right in the middle of that, every man that you have confidence in that is of this faith that you're talking about would allow people to go to war and kill someone. You've just completely missed what Jesus said. Whenever you talk about adultery, you say, well, if you've ever had this thought, you've committed adultery. So you've taken the law and you've went to some super spiritual level of just having thoughts in your mind. But then you'll allow men and women to remarry and live in adultery. You've just completely disregarded what Jesus said. I just said, let me tell you what it means for me to believe. I believe Jesus. I believe Jesus. I believe He died for me. I believe all of those things. But I believe when Jesus said what He said, He meant it. And I told Him, 18 years ago, my wife left me. Do I believe Jesus died? Yeah. So do the devils. But 18 years ago, my wife left me, and I've lived without my wife, and I'm going to be faithful to her. And I have to believe Jesus of what He said of how I am to live. I have to make a choice to whether I'm going to believe Jesus. Which one do you think? Which kind of faith is actually believing Jesus? Or it's just sitting in a boat, having your ideas of what it is. Faith means stepping out and walking. Faith is fearful. Faith is scary. Faith is taking a chance on failing. What if Peter would have set out before he started stepping out on the water? If I step out of there, I'm going to drown. There's a chance that by walking this path, I'm going to sink and drown. There is a chance of that. Faith is full of opportunities for failure. But sitting in the boat is a guarantee of failure. It's a guarantee of failure. Whenever we walk this life, we're stepping out and walking in areas sometimes that we don't know where someone else has walked before. And we have to make choices. Am I going to sit in my nice little comfortable boat, or am I going to walk on here? Faith only comes when it gets real uncomfortable. And you have to actually trust. You have to actually trust someone else with your life, with your soul. And that faith will be tested. That faith will be tested. We say we have faith. We say we believe these things. We might just get tested on them. Whenever I first started believing that divorce and remarriage was adultery, I didn't know I was going to get tested on it. When I started believing that laying up riches on this earth was not what I needed to do, and I needed to follow the Lord and sell what I have and follow Him, I didn't know some of the times that I wouldn't have nothing and would come up short. It takes faith to walk this road. We can get so comfortable in our little boats that we never really realize what it is. We talk about submission. Submission. What is submission? Oh, it's just not arguing with Him. It's just not fighting back. That's not submission at all. It's just getting along, trying to make it all work out. Letting whoever's above you just have their way. And you just kind of going along with it. That's not submission at all. Submission is whenever there's a real test. You believe something different than they do. And you have to lay that down and trust whoever you're trusting. Whenever my will and Christ's will clash, I could just say, oh yeah, it's all right, I'll get along. Well, yeah, I'll go along with that. That's no problem. That's not submission. Submission is whenever He says something and I don't agree with it. And I have to decide whether I'm going to trust what I think or what He thinks. And lay that down. Whenever a wife has a different idea than her husband about something, and she just knows, she knows what is right, and her husband is saying something different, she has to say with all her heart, I give up. I'm going to trust You in this. I am going to trust You in this. It don't look right to me, and it looked like it could fail, and it looks like all of this, but I'm going to trust You. Even if You fail, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to trust You. I don't see Jesus. I don't have any hard evidence that Jesus is who He said He was. I don't have any hard evidence by living this life that I'm guaranteed to go to heaven. But I believe it is. And I'm willing to lay my life down for it because I believe it. Submission is getting out there on the water. We can't walk on water. We can't walk on water. But I'm going to. Whenever we submit, there's nothing solid out there that we're standing on. It's nice and comfortable right in the boat, calling the shots. Armchair quarterbacks, they call them. You know, it's easy to step back up in the stands and tell what could have happened or should have happened. But when you're right there in the middle of the field, you don't see it quite like they do. You got to step right out there and do it yourself. Walking on the water. And even while you're walking, you start looking at all these doubts. I knew it. I knew He was wrong. I knew He was wrong. There's no way this will work out. This is getting dangerous. And guess what? You begin to sink. Yep. Just what I thought. I couldn't do this. And you begin to sink. Faith is whenever it looks bad, feels bad, sounds bad, tastes bad, all around you, everything is saying, but you see the path you need to walk and you keep walking it. Faith. Is going against everything you feel. Going against your comfort. And being faithful. Because we believe Him. Because we believe Him. Faith is finding what you want. And still walking on. Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Wasn't because He was upset with him. He's just saying, what you're following is right. Don't give up on it. Step out there and walk. Be faithful. Everybody says, you can't do it. They've told us, what you're doing won't work. We've heard that ever since we started. What you're doing won't work. But it's the only way it works. It's the only way it works. I've never even seen, never hardly heard in my lifetime of a people being able just to walk together and love each other. And it takes faith to do that. It takes faith in each other to do that. It takes faith trusting in my brother and allowing him to make some mistakes. Being there, encouraging, strengthening, but letting him take a step in a different direction if he needs to. And if he falls, be there to pick him up. Our confidence is in the Lord. And our faith in one another is that we have enough faith in the Lord that I have to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. And I have to have enough faith to allow my brother to do the same thing. Sure, we need correction and guidance once in a while. But we have to carve out the life that we're living. And we have to walk the path that we walk all by ourselves. We have to tread in our own shoes. We can walk with others, treading in their own shoes, but we've got to let them do it. Somebody fail? Sure they might. But if they don't walk, they've already failed. Somebody going to make some mistakes? You bet they will. But let them learn. We've got to come to this grip of faith on our own. We've got to come to this grip of faith. What I can do and what I need to do all on our own. We can offer some guidance. Sometimes you just got to let them go. Let them walk. If you don't let them walk, whatever you create is fake anyway. That's what the world's got. This nice, safe-looking religion. And everybody just stays in the boat. The boat's going down. The only safe place is walking on the water. The just shall live by faith. Faith is the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life. It's free. That's the most work you'll ever do in your life. It's the hardest thing you'll ever do in your life. There's peace there. There's a big wave coming too. It's right in the middle of a storm. There's rest there.
you'll spend a lot of nights wide awake. There's pain there, or there's comfort there, but it'll be full of pain. There's joy there, but it'll be right in the middle of a bunch of tears. You can't put it in a box. You can't make it fit. It goes on just after that, talking about Pharisees getting involved in the traditions of men. As soon as you get it in a box where it's understood, it's a tradition of man. God is a spirit. God is not a bunch of laws. We've read this thing about this king that had written the law that if any of the people who didn't obey the law, their eyes would be put out. Well, it turned out that his son had disobeyed the law. He's a rebellious son. So the son came in, and the king had the sentence that his eyes would be put out. Well, the king didn't want to do that to his own son. So he stepped in and had him put his eyes out to satisfy the law. Of course, the son just loved his father so much because he did that, he quit rebelling against him. That's the idea. If laws govern God, you know, when God created things, we live under laws. We live in a world of laws. The law of nature. The law of gravity. Our own DNA is governed by laws. Our physical existence is governed by laws. And if there's something, a set of laws that God is being governed by, He's not God. That's what makes Him God and us not. All of His creation is governed by laws. He is who He is. Not because He's got a rule book that He's got to live by. He is the Creator. All of His creation are subject to His laws. But He is who He is because He is, not because of His laws. And that's what He's calling us to be, a part of. A part of Him. Living the way we're supposed to be. In united with Him. And the only way we do that is by faith. Stepping out of this little realm of ourselves, of comfort, and actually trusting someone above ourselves. Actually trusting something above ourselves. Laying down my comfort and actually giving myself to someone else. That's what submission is. That's scary. I have some ideas. I have some fears. I have some thoughts about what. But I'm yielding them to someone else. Well. we all have to make those choices ourselves. And that's what makes the church people who have made those choices themselves and are walking in them. Anyone have anything you want to share?
This sermon reminded me, on the way home from Ohio, we saw these coyotes in broad daylight beside a pond, or kind of around the pond. And my wife was kind of surprised to see them out there in broad daylight. But, you know, they were just decoys. They looked real, but they looked too real, and they didn't move at all. They were just standing there. They didn't move. They looked way too perfect. They didn't have any flaws, but they were nice. And so we were just talking about that. That it reminded me when you were talking about, you know, a nice little boat, you know, spotless, looks real good, and it's comfortable and everything, but it's just the real thing just does not. Same with synthetic fruit. Usually, synthetic fruit looks a lot nicer, more perfect than the real thing. But it's not real. It's dead.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thinking about walking in the light. We usually, you know, we think of walking in the light, think how wonderful it is to walk in the light of God, and He's just smiling on us, and we're smiling up at Him, doing His will, and that's where we want to be. But it also makes us an easy target for the enemy. The light is on us. We're walking in it. It's a vulnerable place, but it's the only place to be.
I couldn't help but think about the scenario of that boat. And also that theological system, when Peter would get up and jump out of the boat, they probably would have had everything to say against him about he's proud and he's this and he's that, just to get up and walk out of the boat and to reject the safety and comfort of what they've built and established. And it just reminds me of, like, if you have a doctor who's studied his whole life about how to be a doctor, and then he goes to work and does everything opposite of what he's ever been taught and all the books he studied, but then goes home and tells his children to do the garbage and take out this and do that, and then when he comes returns and they didn't do it, he says, "I didn't think you were going to do that. I didn't expect you to do that," but they don't. They get mad. But on spiritual things, they just completely do the opposite and think they'll be okay. But on physical things, they hold everything down to the last detail. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I just can't. How can you do that with spiritual things, but on a physical thing? Oh, I studied for 10 years to do this. So this has to be done this way. But, you know, like on a spiritual, they just do the exact opposite.
Hard decision, because we wanted something that was real. You know, just look back over and think about the decisions that you've made. You know, it was tough. It was hard. We were told not to rock the boat, not to do anything uncomfortable. But we're thankful now we made those decisions. And the thing is, that's life, following Jesus. And it's not going to stop now.
All right. Well, we were praying for Jamie. Okay. What was that plan?
Well, he told the boy he wouldn't be back.
Okay. Well, we were going to have a baptism this afternoon, but he's not here. So pray for him. He does want to be baptized. So we will do that sometime. I was going to plan on doing that right now, but didn't make it. So let's pray for him.
I just want to say thanks again, brothers, for your hard work and your counseling for such a blessing to have people come over and help out so many hours and how thank you so much for all your time and effort giving all this out. It's really been a blessing. It's very encouraging for our family to see how we function and vibe together.
Praise the Lord.
And those of you that ordered apples, they're under the shade tree across the road.
Okay. All right, well, we'll meet back here at 6 o'clock. We'll try to have it ready shortly after that. So. All right. Well, God bless you all.
Thank you. Oh.